Right, Jeff Kerwin, of course, a Mercer County producer, also sits on the Illinois Farm Bureau Board of Directors. It's always nice to see a lot of people paying attention with what is going on in Mercer County and how some of these issues trickle down and impact us back at home. So first up, kind of just your impression of a lot of different people taking some interest in getting down on the banks of the Mississippi River in New Boston today.
Absolutely. We had a great meeting with Sherry Bustos, and we had a diverse group from the grain industry, from the lending industry, farmers, pork producers, livestock producers, corn and soybeans. So it's a great time to talk and communicate concerns and how things are affecting us on the farm.
I know you farm over New Windsor Way, and we're on the other end of the county, but what were some of the things or some of the messages you wanted to share with that cross-section audience today?
Well, I think it was, you know, this was what we called a Farmer for Free Trade event, and I think we tried to describe to Congresswoman Bustos the impact of what basis is what's happening in basis, what's happening in the grain industry. So we've lost a couple dollars on soybeans, but we've also lost, you know, basis because there's no place to go with the beans in the Gulf, so nobody's bidding up for it. So from the grain perspective, that's something we wanted to point out. From the livestock perspective, we wanted to talk about, you know, the lack of markets for hogs and some of the cattle. So it's, you know, they relayed those stories about how that's affecting both the contract feeders and the independent livestock producer.
So basically, when people hear a $12 billion aid package in response to this retaliatory tariff issue, the message that I'm hearing from you is you're saying, well, yes, that is going to the agriculture sector, but the question that I'm going to ask the audience, is that making us whole? So the question to Jeff Kerwin on this 31st day of August, is that aid package making the producer down in Mercer County whole?
Yeah, it's at this point, it's only 50% of what they project. So is it going to make us whole? Probably not. I think it's a short-term fix, but we still have a long-term problem, and we've got to develop new markets, whether that's with other countries or whether it's improving the negotiations with China. Those things are going to have to happen, and they have to happen probably more short-term than long-term. The longer we let this go, the more opportunities that gives our competitors worldwide to create and to address that market. And I think that's the important part of this. We have to get things done and try and speed that process.
So when you're talking about then the futures market, and when you're talking about a record soybean crop in the United States of America, you start talking about carryover and getting into long-term marketing. So do you think, how can the person that is not involved in a day-to-day farming operation help me help them understand what all this means, I guess, if you can?
I mean, basically, we're price takers, not price makers. So when we're subject to whatever the mercy of the markets dictate, and right now they dictate not to produce, but we started those decisions a year ago, over a year ago, on how we were going to do things. And I think the important part is to realize that we had events happen in these tariff issues that kind of blindsided agriculture. So we're feeling the impact of that, and we can't make any decisions back when we made those a year ago, and then having midstream having that all change. We're committed, and we're at the mercy of the market, and that's the difference.
We can't, the crop is in the ground, and
the
combine's going to get fired up.
The money's spent, we put the crop in the ground, and now all of a sudden something changed, and we can't say that, well, my cost of production is X, and now I've got to have X plus one. It's like, it's whatever the market offers, and today it's offering something, you know, a dollar and a half lower on soybeans than what it was in the spring, and we have to react to that. That's what it is. And so now you have to make more decisions on how do you either minimize that effect if that's possible, or just, you're going to farm at a loss.
And I guess those are the type of stories that you can tell today. I mean, why are that? That's why, how important is it to do things like you're doing today, I guess, to bring a face to, because people can hear about trade and they can hear about retaliatory tariffs. But if you put a Mercer County or a Western Illinois face to it, maybe people can, people can understand it maybe a little bit more, including the people that in the end are going to make the final decisions on the new farm bill or any other ag policy issue.
Right. No, I think that's a great point, that you know, we have to tell the story today, how it affects us, and then going forward, we have to look at, in my mind, we look at things that we can change or address and things we can't. So we talk about things like the new farm bill, and maybe that has to look, you know, we're going to, you know, in the process of trying to get through that. We look at the RFS, and is there ways that we could improve the use of corn domestically versus relying on an export industry? So there's a lot of things in the works, and I think it's just today elevates the fact of what's going on and where we're at and how it's affecting us, and looking for solutions going forward.
Good to see you, sir.
Thank you.
Always good to see Jeff Kerwin and visit with him about some of the very important issues facing ag in Western Illinois and also the nation.